So we just got our results back from West Virginia. Joe Manchin, the Democrat there, looks very safe, which is interesting because this is a state Trump won by 40%. And unfortunately, Kelly is not here today. So today we'll be joined by Izzy and Lizzie. So you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Izzy. I'm a senior Polycom major from Kansas. Very excited to be here.
Hi, and I'm Lizzie. I'm a junior Polycom major from New York.
Awesome. All right. So what do you guys think about this West Virginia poll?
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting that Joe Manchin looks so safe in a state that is one of Trump's safest. But Manchin is a very Trump-like guy. Like, he's a very strong, pretty plain speak politician.
He shot a bill.
Yes.
In his latest ad. Yeah.
And that was a throwback to an ad that he did earlier, right? The ad where he shot.
This time he's shooting bigger and better.
Yeah.
And he's shooting the lawsuit that's against Obamacare that is headed by his opponent, the Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey.
I think that messaging wise, the Democrats have been pretty concise about, especially red state Democrats, about like going after people that were going to vote against Obamacare, which I think is super interesting because, I mean, just a few years ago, Obamacare used to be like a super heated issue that maybe Democrats weren't so into using for messaging, but now it seems to be like a very unified front.
Particularly on pre-existing conditions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And West Virginia hasn't always been red. They just went red in presidential elections after Bush, and they've been red since. So Trump kind of presented a different narrative for them in Republicans, and it's interesting to see how that plays out.
No, exactly. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, aren't there more Democrats, like registered Democrats, in Virginia than Republicans?
Yeah, there's more registered Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is why they think that some of the primary voting numbers in the third district might be a little of a trick towards the Democrats, because there are more registered Democrats, but they tend to vote GOP.
Yeah, gotcha. Lots of ticket splitting, particularly with people who would vote for Joe Manchin and maybe did vote for Trump in 2016.
That's super interesting that we see that. So we know Democrats are competing in obviously red states that Trump won. But we've mainly talked about the Senate on this podcast. I think we should talk about the governor's races, specifically Kansas, because Kansas is a really like interesting state in that it has a very unpopular Republican governor and is actually very competitive despite being, just like West Virginia, a very Republican state.
Yeah, it's interesting because Kansas has been red in later years, but actually in 2012, Kansas did elect a Democratic woman governor, Kathleen Sebelius, who then went on to work in the Obama administration. But it proves that Kansas hasn't always been red. Mm-hmm. And the gubernatorial race that is happening, it's between Republican Chris Kobach, who is the current Secretary of State in Kansas. He won in the primary by just a few hundred votes, actually. He beat the current incumbent Republican governor, Jeff Collier, who has only been the governor of Kansas actually since January, I believe, because Governor Sam Brownback, who has been in the state since 2010, moved on to the Trump administration. So it should be interesting to see how Kobach, who is a pretty strong Trump ally, he was actually endorsed in the primary by Trump in the last few days of it, if he can pull those Trump voters.
Yeah. Do you think that the Democrat has any shot of winning this governor race?
I mean, possibly. Laura Kelly, she's a state senator in Kansas, is the candidate that they have running. But there also, interestingly, is an independent candidate, Greg Orman, who's running.
We've heard of him before, right?
Yeah, we've seen him before because he tried to run against Pat Roberts a few years ago in Kansas. And the Kansas Democratic Party allowed him to run as an independent, and they didn't prop up a Democratic candidate in that race. So they let him kind of be the lead horse. But now in this... Yeah, and he lost, but it was close. But now in this gubernatorial race, the Democrats are running a Democrat, but Orman is still in the mix as well. So that should be interesting.
So you think Orman's going to take away more Democrat votes than Republican ones?
I think he's trying to position himself as if he's running to the left of Kelly. But there also are, I think, a section of Republicans in Kansas that are a little wary of Kobach and his far-right policies.
Gotcha. So moving on. So there's a couple competitive House races, too, in Kansas, right? There's the second and third. And the third is one that Paul Davis,
Kevin Yoder?
Second district is Paul.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me.
Kevin Yoder
is the third.
Third is like Overland Park, right?
My hometown.
So third is the one that Hillary Clinton won in 2016, but has an incumbent.
Yeah, she won it by one. It has an incumbent who only won by 10 in 2016, where he had been winning by almost 20 points in his prior elections. So the gap was definitely narrowed. So we'll see if the Democrats can narrow it some more and flip that seat.
Yeah. Do you think, which seat do you think the Democrats should contest more?
The second or the third?
Yes.
I think the second is pretty vulnerable just because it is an open seat. Mm-hmm. Lynn Jenkins, the current rep of that district, chose to not run for re-election. And the Republicans in the state kind of had a difficult time coalescing to one Republican. They eventually chose a defense contractor. His name's Steve Watkins. But Paul Davis is really revered in that district. So I think the second district would probably be the better shot.
You think it's a better shot? Even though Hillary won the third, do you think the second is better at chance at flipping at least?
Yeah, I think they're both pretty... I think they both are winnable for Democrats, but the second, just by virtue of it being an open seat, maybe more so.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll have those results from Kansas back on Monday, and we'll see you guys next Thursday.